Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Cinema with the Guys. We are taking a break today from our Sopranos review. So there will be no mentions of Gabagool. Will be no mentions of us and Myron or cutting off anybody's peace deal. There will be none of that today, man. As usual, I am your host, Scott, at Barbchair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. You can give me a follow. Got my brother here with me, Flows, at Flows and Delaney on Twitter and Instagram, man. This is our official Cinema with the Guys MCU special. If you are not a Marvel stan, number one, what the fuck is wrong with you? Number two, don't even waste your time listening to this fucking podcast. I want to give a salute to anybody who listened to season one of The Sopranos, Cinema with the Guys. Season two, we're like two episodes away from being finished with it. That will be coming to you very, very soon. We're going to pop up these special episodes in between when we're reviewing seasons. You know, Tenet is already out. I'm waiting because I'm not a criminal like my brother here. I'm waiting to actually hit
4K. Pardon the water in the background. That 4K done hit the streets. Why am I going to wait until I have to physically pay for it?
Because I'm not a criminal.
I cannot pay for it.
Like you. I'm going to wait for it to hit
Disney. Listen here, bro.
The director, the actors, they're already paid. They already got their money, so I'm cool with taking a few bucks from movie studios. But like I said, it's out. The 4K done hit the streets. I watched it with my girl last night. Loved it. For some reason,
Hold on, we're doing a preview episode.
No. This is just a brief overview. Tenet is not, if you watch Dunkirk, which was also a Chris Nolan film, you will see Kenneth Branagh again. Is of course, as he's built on the movie Tenet. Chris Nolan does not like He's dealing with non-linear stories, and what I mean by that is the storyline does not progress in the way that you think it progresses. It's not start to finish. It's intriguing. If you thought Inception was hard to grasp, nigga, good luck.
Is that hard to grasp?
You're going to have to pay attention to this film 10 times.
So it's not one of the films where you can be on your phone?
No.
Okay.
What I mean grasp is like, no, you know, this is not one of those where niggas talk about J. Cole albums, like, oh, you got to be a certain mindset to get it. No. It's not hard to get. It's just you have to pay attention to it. Exactly. You just got to pay attention to make sure you say, oh, yeah, this did happen, which led to that, which brings repercussions for A, B, and C. So before we have our review and you all check it out, this is a warning to you. When you watch it, pay attention to it. Pay attention to the way things are. You can pick up the plot early if you pay attention. I, however, did not even get the beginning of the plot to the end of the movie. But I was like, that's right. So very, very, very good film.
Okay, as I said, we will be doing special episodes in between reviewing TV shows, man. There's not a lot of... After Tenet, there's really not a movie that I'm trying to see to Black Widow. Even Black Widow, I'm not going to the movie theater to see that shit. You won't see me at a movie
that
theater.
That should have been on Disney Plus, but that's just me.
It should have been. I have no idea why they're... Like, that's a perfect segue, man. Let's talk, because they didn't really address Black Widow at Investors Day this week. Mm-hmm. They just said it's still coming out in theaters Memorial Day weekend 2021. What? Why are they not putting this shit on Disney Plus? If Wonder Woman can be on Disney Plus, she's way more important to everything than fucking Black Widow.
It reminds me of Family Guy when the Avengers were recruiting members. It's Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, and Captain America and Hawkeye. And she was like, what are you good at, Black Widow? She was like, kicking. And they're like, Hulk was like, oh, we really do need that. And the Iron Man and Captain America were like, shut up, Hulk. You're just saying it to be nice. He's like, sorry. And I thought to myself, it's hilarious that Black Widow's in the Avengers in the first place. It's hilarious that Hawkeye's in the Avengers. What do these normal humans have to be in the Avengers for?
But see, Hawkeye got a show, not a damn movie.
But that's the thing. They're there in the Avengers to remain some sort of humanity to have in there. You know what I mean? Because Captain America is a freaking superhuman super soldier. Thor is a freaking god. Iron Man has a suit of armor that is the most technologically advanced thing on Earth. Hulk is a freaking gamma radiation monster. Hawkeye and Black Widow are just two normal humans who happen to be good at archery, and the other one is just a spy. Why do we need them on Avengers? With that being said, of course I enjoy their time.
Can I tell you the real reason why she got a movie?
Why?
Let's keep it all the way funky. when they introduced Black Widow, she missed the curve of when it was acceptable to put out women superhero movies. She came out way earlier than when did the first Wonder Woman come out? 2016, 2017? Mm-hmm. Captain Marvel just came out almost 2 years ago. So now they're like, okay, we kind of owe it to Scarlett to do a movie for her.
Which I absolutely think they do.
Like, outside of Hawkeye, she's the only Avenger who doesn't have her own solo film.
Yeah. And I definitely think they owe it to her because she came in on the ground floor. You know what I'm saying? She came in majority before the majority of the Avengers themselves. So she is owed this movie, and I'm happy for her, and I hope it gets a lot of money. I'm not seeing it opening day.
I'm not risking my life. Now, Spider-Man 3, I might risk the Rona for. We'll talk about that later in the pod. But what I want to say on that is, even if you want to, I think the one thing you need to understand is this, man. The game, the way that the movie industry has changed, it's changed, bro. Like, they could at least did the, you know, we do the double release where it'll drop on Disney Plus the same day as it's dropping in theaters. Because do you really think in this climate that she's going to do $1 billion? Because you know that's what Disney's aiming for, the Billy. Do you think she can do a Billy?
No.
In this climate? I was questioning if she was going to do a Billy in the regular climate.
No. I wonder how much the movie was, the budget for the movie for a Black Widow movie. Wiki. Its budget was $150 to $200 million, which I think somebody said it's going to be the first $1 billion movie in the next 10 years. So I'm not 100. I guess I'm not shocked that it's $150 to $200 million. It's a lot of money that you don't necessarily need. How much did Tenet cost to make? And Tenet was beautiful. Tenet cost $200 million to make. Okay, that makes sense. I don't think those two movies need to have the exact same budget. That's just me. Because someone like Chris Nolan is probably cost more because he goes for literal practical effects. He wants literal explosions, so it's different. And he hires a whole bunch of extras. He gets all these scenes. He gets all these areas, gets all these areas to shoot at with Black Widow. But they'll break even. You know, she'll probably get $500-600 million, which would be solid. What did Captain Marvel nab at the box office? If I remember,
she did decent. She did very decent, if I'm not mistaken.
Let us see. Captain Marvel cost them about, wow, she made $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
$152 to $175 million budget, $1.2 billion. So yeah, they did fantastic. How much did Black Panther make at the box office? $1.3 billion on the $200 million budget. So $200 million seems to be the introductory price for these solo films. And let's compare that to Avengers Endgame, which I'm pretty sure costs like $350 million or $400 million to finance. It costs $356 million to finance. Just a super amount of money. But of course, we know what Endgame did with that money.
Endgame is the highest grossing movie of all time. Had James Cameron shaking in his boots about it. You know what's funny about that? James Cameron said those things about comic book movies. And it's funny because in the TV show Entourage, he was the director of Aquaman on there.
What did he say about comic book movies?
Then he said something about I think he kind of said like in the not as haterish as Martin Scorsese. He's basically on some, they only getting all these numbers because they're comic book movie type shit.
James Cameron says superhero movies are played out. Compares Avatar sequels to The Godfather. I'm hoping we'll start getting Avenger fatigue here pretty soon. Did you really compare? Oh my God. I hate James Cameron. I hate all of his movies. Because I think he's an overrated director. I don't think he's really put anything out that's a cinematic masterpiece, but he earns money that just baffles me. He is a director of, his last movie was Avatar, Titanic, True Lies, Terminator 2, Terminator. I guess like I hate almost all of these films except Terminator 2 and Terminator. Terminator 2, of course, is a classic. Terminator 1 is not my favorite, but it's pretty good. Aliens, I never cared for. Titanic, I hate. Avatar was trash. Oh,
Titanic is terrible.
It's just, it's interesting. But for some reason, he earns a lot of money with these films. Like Avatar being the highest set of one is baffling to me. It was like, why?
Yeah.
Did anybody,
I think it was because the CG was at the time was groundbreaking.
CG 3D had been. I mean, man, do 3D movies even come out like that anymore?
They did. They always had the 3D thing. Like you go to AMC or some shit, you can watch 3D.
It's 3D fatigue happening right now. You know, to the point that you want to see 3D? No.
Why the fuck want to see 3D, nigga? We got 4K. Fuck 3D.
Man, what do I care if it pops out at me, nigga?
Yeah.
I want to see, nigga, the pimple on Captain America's face. Like, I don't want to see anything else. Anyway,
let's get into the trailer, I want to say, so Investor's Day on Disney this past week. As we said, the streaming wars are full on, man. It's like the Monday Night Wars in wrestling. Netflix is down 30 in the third quarter, though. It's really between Disney and HBO right now. HBO made their big announcement like 2 weeks ago with all the movies going to be coming to HBO Max at the same time in the theaters. And Bob Iger said, watch this. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was talking shit about Disney. Niggas was talking shit about the mouse. Niggas was talking real greasy, like Hov said. Y'all was talking real greasy on them R&B records. That's exactly what they did. They emptied the cannon, man. Of course, there's a lot of Star Wars news, a lot of other regular Disney news. I think some of the things they highlight to me, of course, the Star Wars, you're going to get the Ahsoka series. You're going to get the Bad Batch, which I didn't give a fuck about when I saw them on Clone Wars and I saw the trailer and I was like, this looks fucking incredible. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Mandalorian is one of the hottest shows out right now. And the other Disney shit, you got the Mighty Ducks TV show coming. You know, Emilio Estevez is going to be back in there. Lightyear with our captain. Our captain, Chris Evans, is going to be the new Buzz Lightyear. Has a lot of shit to do. But we were all here for one reason. We were all, you know, Joe, you text me. He was like, yo, when's Marvel going to be releasing? Marvel emptied the cannon, man. They dropped like 3 to 4 trailers, whole bunch of release dates, whole bunch of cast news. Let's start into the first one that's coming. That's going to be dropping in approximately 5 weeks, January 15, 2021. Starting off the year with a bang. It's been a year and a half with no Marvel content. I don't know about you, but I've been losing it. Like you said, I'm losing it. I can't function without my little man's B. I was out here like Mitch. And paid in full. I was feeling it. Like, no, the last time I've seen any new Marvel content is when I went to go see Spider-Man Far From Home, which was 2 days before July 4th, 2019. How much stuff has happened since then in the world?
Oh, goodness.
Since the weekend of July 4th, 2019. Tons.
A lot.
Tons. Like 5 years worth of shit. So, next month, WandaVision's coming. The trailer dropped, the second trailer. And I kind of knew the second trailer was going to drop. They were dropping new artwork every day. So I was like, okay, must be a new trailer coming. Now, I saw the trailer. Both trailers look awesome to me. I think this is going to be a mindfuck. I think this is going to be something that you're going to have to watch a couple times to really know what the fuck is going on. Now, the news is both them and both WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier will be limited series. So kind of like Watchmen and kind of like, Lovecraft Country, where there won't be extra seasons. This is just to get us from plot A to plot B for the next movie. Because if you look at the sports terms, if you look at the roster here, like everybody, one of the best tweets I saw this week was Robert Downey Jr. Disney not having to pay Robert Downey Jr. per movie is like when the Nets got Deron Williams' contract off the books. So now you got to look at the different rosters. Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, Paul Bettany, and Elizabeth Olsen are not going to be in TV shows, like, consistently. These motherfuckers are going to be on the big screen. So this is just a take. So these are 6 episodes each for both of them that are basically, they said, are a movie in 6 episodes. So, Joe, you saw the trailer, too. I want to know, of course, you're the more comically versed guy than I am. I usually watch the movies and I go back and do my research. What did you like about the trailer, and what are you expecting from this series?
I think the really biggest thing is that the reality bending aspects of it. Because Marvel is a combination of films that appeal to the young and to the, to kids and also to people our age, I don't think it will be something to the point that we'll have to watch several times. I do think that it will be a show that will be something that Disney hasn't done before and Marvel Studios hasn't done before. And that's the sometimes the plot may be non-linear at times. And the fact we get to see multiple realities and the true power of Scarlet Witch, because Scarlet Witch at her full strength could beat Thanos at his full strength. And Thanos is one of the stronger Marvel characters. This is why when she fought Thanos, what was she doing to Thanos? He was beating Thanos up. But also, this is a point that Scarlet Witch did not understand all of her power as well. At least Scarlet Witch in the comics is one of the most powerful beings. And so now we get to see, this is a person who is, who has come back after the snap, the blip, the snap, and has just got into a full-blown war. And even though they defeated Thanos, she is suffering from this PTSD because the best thing in her life, Vision, is still dead. And there's really no way to get Vision back. I don't know how they'll, and I don't know if there's even a plan to ever bring Vision back into the MCU outside of the delusion she has right now. I don't know what they will do. Or she'll go to another reality to bring Vision. It's so many things that they can do. And remember, her power is birthed out of an Infinity Stone, the same as Captain Marvel's power is birthed out of an Infinity Stone. So I'm very, I very much like what I saw. It's funny because I was most hyped for a WandaVision before anything. Now it's not my most hyped a show I'm looking forward to. But
my most hype is Falcon Winter Soldier. Like, inject that into my
mind. Mine is actually Loki.
Okay, Loki too. But before we get to that, I'm looking at the cast. Now, this is Google, so it might be off. There's one guy in the cast that they have not announced that really is like, okay, and it makes sense. They have Benedict Cumberbatch listed in the cast.
Of what?
Of WandaVision.
Huh.
Now, Wanda is, I mean, Elizabeth Olsen is currently in London filming Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Is he going to be like in the last episode or some shit like that? That's something that I'm trying to figure out. Kat Dennings is in here, of course. She plays Darcy, reprising the role from Thor. Kat Dennings has amazing chest.
I found the I knew I should have went to my my Marvel Studios Reddit, so I see the plot descriptions for WandaVision.
Okay,
don't I already say it. Know what's going to happen.
Okay, do not say it.
So I'm not gonna say it, but I'm gonna give a basically a theme of what we all assumed, and it was her power. Her power has changed, and she's remember she has lost her brother.
Yeah, she's lost so many people, and she's like losing it and trying to make her own reality.
She's lost her brother. She's lost Nat, and she's lost the love of her life. All of those are going into how she can try to bend reality to her will to the point where she lives the perfect life. And these are going to conflict with the world around her and how it how her power affects the world around her and how it affects how she interacts with other people. So it's and the leaks I have, I got remember when the Rise of Skywalker leaks came out. By I was way, like,
such a terrible fucking movie. I think we got, we originally saw that movie, and I felt like, and you'll understand this when you watch Entourage later on, I felt like Billy Walsh when he saw Medellin. I was like, what the fuck was that? It was me, you, Lenore. We was like, and you were like, dog, it was awesome. I was like, all right, he feeling the hype right now. I'm glad you came back there and realized that movie's terrible.
It's just like Return of the Jedi for me.
Return of the Jedi is better than Rise of Skywalker.
Return of Jedi is ass.
Yeah, but it's better than Rise of Skywalker.
I'm not even sure. Of course it is. But I'm not even sure if I can even give a Return of Jedi a 6. I'd probably give them respectively a 5 and a 4. Return of Jedi, there's nothing good about that film.
Especially the end with Billy Dee Williams dancing off beat.
It's just a bad film.
It's a bad movie.
And then like Emperor Palpatine dying because he got picked up and thrown. Like, you're a Dark Lord of the Sith. Flip. You know, and I think Rise of Skywalker tried to bend to the fact that, because in the expanded universe for Star Wars, which is called Legends now, Palpatine came back. Because I think the writers of these comics were like, ain't no way this nigga should have died after being thrown. Nigga, you are the Dark Lord of the Sith. Why did you just be thrown? Those were both terrible films. George Lucas only got concluding a series right one time, and I was with Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith is hilariously now the best end of trilogy movie out of all three trilogies. Think about it.
Revenge of the Sith to me is the second best Star Wars movie.
It's better than Rise of Skywalker. The only good thing I liked about Rise of Skywalker was Palpatine saying the Bass Boost Palpatine when he was like, "Look what you've made." none will stop the return of the Sith, and just blew everything up. That was cold. Seeing Rey be who she is, the yellow lightsaber, but called herself Rey Skywalker. Oh my God, this is a shitty film. But I say to go back to WandaVision. I'm excited for it. But Loki, I saw the trailer again.
Hold on. I just want to say this one thing. We can go to Loki rather than this. I just want to say this one thing.
Shut up. I'm finishing my point.
Now, I didn't get my point on WandaVision, nigga.
You asked me. You realize you asked me. Okay. So, yes, it's still me. And so I'm excited about Loki and the Time Variance Authority, which we will get into more. But once I realized that, and then I just like Tom Hiddleston as an actor, I was like, I'm very intrigued into this show. Because I wondered where he went with the Space Stone. And so now you have, you know, and with WandaVision, I'm hyped for all three series because it's just so much into it. And WandaVision is just, I'm wondering how it will affect the world around her and will she come into her role as truly being one of the most powerful witches, sorcerers on the, because remember, she's Scarlet Witch. She's a witch, she's a sorcerer.
Yeah.
She wields magic in a different way from someone like Doctor Strange wields magic. Where she is naturally imbued with the ability because of her interaction with the what stone gave her that power?
Mind stone.
The mind stone gave her these powers, and so she's naturally imbued with these things. And I'm just interested to see how powerful they make her. I'm thoroughly hyped, and man, tomorrow, Bucky, Falcon and Winter Soldier might be my favorite. I don't 100% know.
I've got a hard on for all these shows right now. I've watched the trailer mad times. I think what this is going to be, basically, Wanda is having a hard time digesting all the loss she's had, specifically Vision. So she's creating her own reality where her and Vision are together, and they're living through different sitcoms of the quote-unquote golden era. When I call it the golden era is for white people when, you know, they could just, you know, beat black people up with no retribution. That's what they consider the golden era. But you're going to see, you know, Dick Van Dyke type of Mary Tyler Moore type of rendition, Bewitched, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Shit that our parents used to watch and shit. But what I like from the trailer is you see, Darcy. You see, who's my man? Who was the cop in Ant-Man? That nigga. That nigga. They're basically, it's like they're trying to get her to, you know, wake out of a sleep or whatever. Like, even you're going to see Monica Rambeau in it, who's played by the gorgeous Tiana Ferris. She's going to be in. We seen Monica Rambeau when she was a kid up in Captain Marvel. And if you look, I was pausing it like John Madden and Chris Collinsworth. To see if there's something you peep. There's a part where they're dancing. Vision has a baby. Wanda has a baby. And this is where my Young Avengers theory is beginning. I think we're going to be introduced to Wiccan and Speed in this show. Which are their kids. And I think this is eventually, we all know that Wanda's going to be in in Doctor Strange. I think she's going to lose her shit. And my hot take is she's going to be the villain in the next Doctor Strange movie. And it may be Benedict Cumberbatch is in the last episode or two of this, and that's going to lead into that. So there's a lot of things. And one thing, you can't take too much from Marvel trailers, because there's one thing we've learned. Most Marvel trailers are in the first act of the movie. Remember every Endgame trailer? That was the first 10 minutes of the movie. All of them. None of that shit at the end. So there's really not too much you can take from it. I'm just excited. I haven't seen any Marvel shit in a long time. I love the Star Wars show, but this is an entirely different thing for me. So I'm looking forward to that. You want to talk about Loki next, or you want to talk about Falcon?
I do want to say two things you need to look forward to in WandaVision. You need to look forward to, you need to learn who Agatha Harkness is. I'm not going to get into any more details. You're going to need to look who I think they just may call them Agatha. I'm not sure what they will do. And you need to look up Chaos Magic.
Okay.
Those are what you need to look up to see how strong she is. That's the biggest thing. Because if she is as strong as she can, I mean, she's going to be manipulating time.
Yeah.
So she literally has The same as Doctor Strange. Why was Doctor Strange able to take on Thanos? He's a sorcerer supreme. That same power that comes from Infinity Stones, he is able to manipulate it through magic. And so just look forward to seeing how strong she is. Because Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange, I'm not even sure in the comics who would win in a fight. But also Scarlet Witch has been both villain and she's been both good.
Yep.
So I'm not 100% sure which way they will go. It will be very interesting to see the way that they go. I'm just very curious. I'm very, very curious. I'm not 100% sure. But if she is a villain, that would make a ton of sense. It would just be intriguing to see how will fans go, how will fans feel when they see someone who is a beloved character straight up turn villain.
Yeah, I mean, but like you said, if you've done your research on it, if you've read some of the comics, you know what this is about.
She's filled chaos magic before. She's been bad. She's been good. She's kind of neutral at times. I'm not sure what they'll do.
You might get, what's that one arc? Was it House of M? The comic?
What'd you say?
The House of M comic.
What about the House
of M? They said there's probably going to be like some of that in the Doctor Strange movie. That's what I've been reading.
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how it will work out for them and how they're going to do with Mordo. I don't know. I'm very intrigued.
That'd be interesting. So which one? You want to go to Falcon Winter Soldier or you want to go to Loki?
Let's go to Loki.
Let's go to Loki, man. Loki is one of my favorite characters in the MCU. I think Loki's a villain, but it's hard for me to call him a villain because he's a likable villain. Like, do you know anybody who hates Loki? I don't know anybody who hates Loki. Loki's a likable villain. Also, Tom Hiddleston is a great actor. I love Tom Hiddleston as Loki. I didn't really know what to expect from this, even before I saw a trailer, because I was just like, okay, we know he went to another dimension, another reality in Endgame. But I was like, do I really need to see a show of this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, of his adventures with nobody to really, you know, torment. Like, he's not tormenting Thor. He's not trying to torment the Avengers and shit like that. So, how is that gonna work? But when I saw that trailer, man, that trailer looked like Loki meets Mission Impossible. Like, this nigga's hopping out of planes. He's what they said, D.B. Cooper. He's trying to be D.B. Cooper, I think it was. Well, everybody know about that story in the 70s. That was kind of wild. And just to
Did you have to look up D.B. Cooper?
Of course I did. I didn't know what the fuck that was when I saw you tweet it. I was like, what the fuck is that? And Owen Wilson's in it.
Yeah. He said, and we know you love to talk.
Talk.
I saw it. I said, who, what's going on here? I didn't get excited until he said, you know, time moves differently here in the TVA. I said, that's the Time Variance Authority.
Yes, I know who this is. Too. Yeah.
I would love to give you all some comics for you to start off with. I'm not sure when they first appeared. Let me see if I can find some comics for you. I want to say, let's see, Thor 1, She-Hulk Volume 2, Number 1, Despicable Deadpool is when you will see them. I don't know if it was She-Hulk first. Thor Volume 1, this came out in, let me see, I'm trying to find it. Just so you all, if you all want to go on Marvel Unlimited get an update and see at least a brief understanding of who he is. If not, I'm going to
explain. For you to do your Googles and shit.
Exactly. If not, I'm going to explain who the Time Variance Authority is. But it's Thor Volume 1, which came out 1966 is when it first started. I believe this was the 90s? 2000s? Thor Volume 1, Number 372. This was probably 90s, 2000s? I can't specifically remember. I'm going to assume, based off of what I read, there was 90s, 2000s. Thor Volume 1, Number 372. Either way, with the Time Variance story, okay, so it was October 10th, 1986. Okay, I was close. That is when you will hear about the Time Variance Authority. It's not the first time about the Time Variance Authority, but basically the Time Variance Authority are a group of people who govern and who look over the multiverse. These are people who exactly know who the multiverse is, which is hilarious because from the perspective of the Avengers, even the perspective of someone like Thor, well, Thor probably knows who the TVA are, but the perspective of multiple Asgardians, they don't know who the TVA are. They don't even know who the TVA exists. When Loki gets to the TVA, when he gets to this universe, which I don't know if they'll make TVA a universe itself, because they exist in their own universe, not necessarily the TVA. He said, you know, time moves differently in the TVA. So I'm not sure how they will do it. I don't know. But basically their goal was to watch over the multiverse, watch over the omniverse, and to make sure that it was not interfered, each reality was not interfered with as much. And that's when you're going to get into the people like Kang the Conqueror. And Kang, which would be played by Tick, which is Jonathan intriguing. Intriguing. Kang the Conqueror is exactly who you think would be. He is a conqueror. He is someone who is trying to conquer the entire multiverse, not just one planet, which is amazing.
He's an Avengers level villain.
Oh, nigga, he is beyond an Avengers level. Yeah. He's an enormous threat. He himself might not be the strongest person when it comes to his powers and his abilities. I do know that he has a great intellect, and he is a his armor and his weapons are what fuel him. Himself is not necessarily strong. It's like if he was trying to fight someone like Thanos, I'm pretty sure he's getting wrecked. But it's funny because someone like Thanos was a universal threat. Someone like Kang is a multiversal threat. Whereas Thanos, if Thanos were to use those Infinity Stones in another universe, nothing would happen. Those Infinity Stones work for that universe, and another Infinity Stones work for another universe. And so I don't know if they're going to use the TVA to basically govern other realities as well as universe. There's so many ways they can go, but this is where Loki is at, and I'm just intrigued to see him. He took the Space Stones and found himself in another reality, which, and I wonder if that is that.
Did you peep when he woke up? It was kind of like, I don't know if they did it on purpose, kind of like a callback to Iron Man. When Tony woke up in the middle of the fucking desert.
On top of that, when he woke up, he didn't have the Space Stone with him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the Space Stone's power sent him to another universe. And then, of course, maybe the Space Stone itself was broken. Or when Captain America returned the Space Stone back to its original spot, did that then cease to create the reality he was in, and he found himself outside of that? Or did the TVA bring him to that reality? It's so many different ways they could go, but seeing his acting, and how does his power work in the universe where the TVA operates? Because of course the TVA is responsible for so much, but the implications of that are insane. So this is a show I think you have to pay more attention to than WandaVision. WandaVision's plot may be more that you have to pay attention to, but the implications of Loki's show I think may be even bigger than WandaVision's show. Whereas with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, we know exactly what's happening. It's that universe. They're dealing with a hired Captain America who's created by the government. But with Loki and with WandaVision, it's the future of the MCU. It's the future, making it basically unlimited.
Another thing that stood out to me on the trailer was when Loki was hopping out the airplane, he's like, "Brother, Heimdall, you better be ready," or some shit like that. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then, like, he's like he got caught up in the thing that, you know, Heimdall brings niggas back to Asgard. What's that called?
The Bifrost?
The Bifrost. Yeah, he got scooped up by the Bifrost. I was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, there's so many things. I'm really interested to see who's going to be making cameos in these shows.
Exactly, because remember, Heimdall sees all with his vision and with his ability.
Yeah.
So Heimdall knew where Loki was, and Heimdall heard what Loki was saying. Yeah. Where is what version of Loki, of Heimdall is this?
Exactly.
Is he simply in the past, and so he has this version of Heimdall, and he has this version of Thor?
Because Heimdall's dead, if I'm not mistaken, right? He died in Ragnarok. No, he died in Infinity War. Fuck am I talking about? He died in Infinity War.
Heimdall, no, he
died in Infinity War. First couple minutes of Infinity War. Yeah.
He said, "All fathers, let the dark magic flow through me one last time."
Yeah, he was able to get Banner to Earth.
And I mean, I've always wanted to see Ultimate Thor on a live action movie. Ultimate Thor is a little bit different origin story. He was a normal person who I believe memories erased, and he lives on Earth as a human. Then he comes in contact with S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. believes or equips him to become Thor. They create a hammer for him. They create a power belt for him. But then he comes to be retconned to find out he's actually Thor, whose mind was erased. And he wields all of his power and everything. But he's known for not having a cape and wielding this black outfit. This blackish bluish outfit. So I don't know if they're going to go. They could go Ultimate Thor route. I mean, maybe this introduced the Ultimate Universe. Like the Ultimate Universe in the comics doesn't exist because after the events of the Secret Wars and time runs out in the Secret Wars, there is no more Ultimate Universe because Doctor Doom, God Doom at the time, used the power of the Beyonders to stop the converging universes. So there is. This is all comic book talk, but there are so many things that can happen with the TVA. But once I knew he was D.B. Cooper when he had the shades on, the slick back hair. I was like, he just jumped out of a plane. I'm like,
see, Cooper. When you tweeted that, I was like, who the fuck is D.B. Cooper? So I had to go back and
look it up.
Yeah.
I saw the the artist depiction of him, of who D.B. Cooper was, the story of D.B. Cooper. If you don't know, D.B. Cooper was a man in the 70s who. Hijacked the airline, asked for $1 million in a parachute. They gave it to him. He then jumped out the back of a plane.
Never to be seen again.
Never was seen. More than likely, he died on impact.
Yeah.
But it's funny because in the area where he jumped, they did find random bills that were on the ground from when supposedly he fell. And as you notice, when Loki got taken by the Bifrost, a few bills spread out, coming out the bag. So it matches with the D.B. Cooper story. It's an ingenious way to include it. It's just so many ways can go, and I don't know how they're going to go.
And Tom Hiddleston himself has said he's been awed of how amazing the script was. So I'm really looking forward to that. Let's talk about the next one. This is probably my favorite thing I'm looking for right now. This kind of takes off immediately right after the events of Endgame. The Falcon and Winter Soldier. And this probably was the most movie-like out of all the trailers to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way it came on, Sebastian Stan, Bucky's got the shortcut now. No long hair. All the long hair is gone. A symbol that, you know, I'm good now. I'm a good guy now. You got Anthony Mackie back, usual. And it starts off with him saying, the legacy of this shield is complicated. And it kind of goes in with, like he's looking at the shield and like a case and all the memories of Cap and shit like that. And you know one thing, it's like it looks real high action. There was even a scene where these niggas was in the club, look like they finna box on some Bad Boys 1 type shit. And I think the theme from this is America's not letting Steve Rogers choose the successor.
Yeah.
And also not that, I don't think that Sam is 100% ready to be Captain America. And I feel like he's dealing with that. America's like, fuck that. Who's the fake Captain America? It was something Wyatt. What's his name? The fake Captain America, they're going to be... let me look up the cast. Falcon and Winter Soldier cast. Wyatt Russell is going to be playing the U.S. agent who will be, he's like the U.S. agent who is going to be the fake Captain America, pretty much. Their new Captain America. So, of course, you're going to have Zemo. Baron Zemo is going to be back in this. Sharon Carter is going to be back in this. Emily Van Camp playing her. So, it's basically not going to let Steve Rogers choose the successor. Them trying to deal with that. And I think you're going to see a little race component in here. I think you're going to see. And there's a lot of questions not to be answered. We don't know what the updates are on the Sokovia Accords. Because Thanos showed up and niggas like, okay, we got bigger things at hand than we worried about the fucking Sokovia Accords. I think that's going to be addressed again. I think by the end of this, Sam is going to pick up the shield. But it's going to be like a whole bunch of shit that he goes through to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. No. His name was John Walker. Is a U.S. agent is his name. John Walker is the person who plays Captain America. And he was introduced in 1986. And he was essentially this the antithesis of Captain America. I do believe he actually ends up being good in certain parts of it, but he did help Captain America, the comic book series, and also Marvel did say that there will be another series U.S. agent or John Walker. So it's very, very intriguing the way that they'll go with him. But after he was after Captain America was done with his role, it was Nick Fury who was going to Nick Fury in addition to Sam who were going to be chosen for basically who would be the next Captain America. And it's just, I mean, there was even the idea of Walker becoming Bucky. Taskmaster was also in this. I don't know the way that they're going to go with this. But Taskmaster was a nigga who be wooden Gantz and everything. So I don't know if they'll have him just be straight up negative, if he'll be good. I mean, he's kind of exists in all spectrums. He worked with Star. He worked with the Secret Defenders, the Dark Avengers. He worked with the Mighty Avengers. I don't know which way they're going to do. He was even in Marvel Zombies. I don't know how they're going to do with John Walker. I'm not that big of a John Walker understanding. Whereas when you talk about Thor, you talk about Doom, Time Runs Out. Those are the people who I've read dozens upon dozens of comics and I know. So I'm intrigued which way they'll go. But it's clear that the U.S. government selected their own Captain America without the advice or without the blessing of Steve Rogers, because I don't know if Captain America's dead.
Captain America's dead.
Okay, he's fully dead.
Captain America's dead. Like, that's there's no mention of him. Like, I think we're all just, he died of old age. That's why I always say, we lost three Avengers in Endgame.
I'm intrigued.
You're not, because Chris Evans is not coming back. So, you're not going to see.
No. I'm talking about if, will they just use his name? Or will they say.
Oh, are you talking about if Steve Rogers dead? Or yes. Steve Rogers is dead.
We sure about that?
We're not sure, but if I had to bet money, I'm pretty sure Steve Rogers is dead.
He wasn't dead in Endgame.
Okay, but this is he was old as fucking Endgame.
Yeah, but remember he also has a super secret super soldier serum in him.
But the serum wore off, didn't it?
I don't know if it wore off, if he got someone to get it out of him. Remember in the comics, when he was old Steve Rogers, the secret soldier serum was taken out of him. And so he still was able to maintain his physical ability for a period, but he aged rapidly. So I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to. I'm with you. I'm interested to see how they address it, because you can never say never with Marvel. And especially since Chris Evans is still in the Disney family, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked, not in this season, but later on in a movie or something, if old Cap come back around for a scene or two.
Because remember, Captain America is currently in the grandfather paradox.
Yeah.
Remember, during what's her name funeral? Who was this girl?
Peggy.
Yeah, Agent Carter, Peggy Carter. At her funeral, supposedly old Cap was there. Old Cap was already at her funeral. Remember, Cap experienced life with her. So I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they decide with him, but supposedly if he was there at that time, he didn't come back through the quantum tunnel. He literally was there existing. It lets me know that he, as old Captain America, he was already there and he literally lived his life out with Peggy in quiet and not as Captain America. So it's the grandfather paradox. He was always in the past. He was always old Cap, but he was always young Cap. So it's literally the grandfather paradox. Go back in time. If you kill your grandfather, Would you exist? I don't know how they're going to do it because he went back in the past and there were two Captain Americas. And so when he went back in the past, he had to essentially live his life as Peggy's husband secretly. Because remember they said Peggy married him. Yeah. So it's very interesting.
This might sound morbid. I hope Cap is dead. Just for simple fact, let's just end that chapter. Yeah, let's move on. Like, I hate people say, oh, they got to bring Robert Downey Jr. back. No, do not ruin that ending for me. Keep Tony Stark dead, okay? Do not bring this nigga back. I don't give a fuck what happens in comics. Leave that nigga dead. So I'm just assuming, maybe we know in the first couple minutes of the episode, they might say Steve Rogers passed today. or some shit like that. You never know. They might do that. Like, remember the first couple minutes of Black Panther where they mentioned T'Challa's dad dying. Remember that? Maybe that's something they mentioned. That's an interesting thing. What I'm really interested to see is we're really gonna see really Baron Zemo, I think, in his full. Not that he wasn't cool in Civil War, but I think you're really gonna see the comic book version of it. And I saw like a video on YouTube the other day where they think maybe that Marvel's gonna be start create their version, the MCU version of the Masters of Evil. They're probably just gonna call it the Masters because it's Disney and they're not gonna say anything evil or whatever. Because you got Zemo, you got Taskmaster who's about to be introduced. They're gonna be bringing the Abomination back in the She-Hulk show. This is things that's starting to come together that they might make their own little version of it. Because even in Spider-Man, that's basically gonna be a Sinister Six movie. With all the different villains they got up in that motherfucker. So, I'm excited, man. I'm going to say this about every show. Because there's like so many things that we don't really fucking know. And I'm pretty sure once these six episodes we watch for all these shows, we're going to be like, okay, we were totally off. Now, Loki is going to be a multi-season show. It's already been picked up for season two. And so is What If. Which is actually, if we're done talking about this, that's a perfect translation.
Yeah.
What If is going to be a 10-episode season. It's already been picked up for season two. For anybody, animation show. For those who don't know, What If is basically taking movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and like putting them with different characters. From the comics, yeah. From the comics, but putting different characters in it. This will be, it's going to have Chadwick Boseman. They said all Chadwick Boseman's vocals have been recorded for the shows. This will be officially Chadwick's last performance as Black Panther, as T'Challa. I'm excited this. I'm not a big cartoon guy. Especially this is more cartoon than CGI, like which will make Clone Wars amazing to me. It's a straight up CGI show. Yeah. So this is more cartoonish. It's more cartoonish.
This is complete cartoon.
It's complete cartoon. I'm still excited for it just because I want to see how they're going to switch it around. And the fact that all the actors in the films are actually voicing their characters in the cartoon. So that's why I'm interested to see. These are 10-episode seasons. It's going to be two seasons. For those of you, if we didn't mention the release dates, of course, WandaVision is going to drop January 15th. Falcon Winter Soldier is going to be dropping March 19th. So the best part about these shows, they're coming back to back to back. Then in May is going to be Loki and Black Widow movie. And in June is allegedly when What If Season 1 is going to drop. The trailer blew me away.
You got Peggy Carter, who is Captain Britain. You have Tony Stark, who is War Machine.
Well, they're calling her Captain Carter on this one.
Captain Carter. Okay. You got Tony Stark, who's War Machine. You got T'Challa, who is Star-Lord. Did I miss anybody?
You got the random Wakandan kid who's gonna be working with what's my man from Guardians?
That's T'Challa.
That's T'Challa's a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
T'Challa is freaking Star-Lord.
No, I'm not talking about that one. Remember, that was a little Wakandan kid.
That's T'Challa.
So they made him a kid?
What you mean? They picked him up in Wakanda. This is T'Challa venturing outside of the borders of Wakanda, and he gets picked up by the nigga who said, "I'm Mary Poppins, y'all," and he becomes Star-Lord.
Okay. Oh, I get it now. I get it, y'all. Okay. What is my man's name? We're bad with names on this podcast.
What'd you say?
What's his name?
I don't know.
No, I'm finna Google this, man. We gotta know this.
Captain America is a freaking zombie, as you saw. Yeah. There are a crap ton.
Yondu,
that's right. And so, yeah, what if it expresses that? T'Challa's Star-Lord. Peggy Carter is Captain Carter. Not Tony Stark. Freaking Captain Rogers is War Machine. I said Tony Stark. Captain Rogers is War Machine. Or Steve Rogers is War Machine. Because remember, he's frail. He's frail, Captain Steve Rogers, with no super soldier serum. He's a War Machine. Or, I don't know if he's War Machine or he's Iron Man. I'm assuming maybe he'll just be called Iron Man. I'm not 100% sure. Because I'm not in this. And also, you get to find out about The Watcher. The Watcher is
The Watcher, and played by the incredible Jeffrey Wright.
The Watcher, I don't know how to pronounce, Atu, Utu? But they're the Watcher is not just one person. The Watchers are a race, just like the Beyonders and the Beyonder. If you heard about the Beyonder, who's one of the most powerful beings in the Marvel, there were actually a race of Beyonders,
yes,
just like they're a race of Watchers. But they have essentially a similar function as the TVA. The Watcher watches over the multiverse, and the Watchers watch over the multiverse. So, and they're one of the oldest beings in the universe, just like Galactus is. And so that's basically one of they say is we simply watch. I am the Watcher. I am Uatu. I never knew how to say his name. I'm gonna just say Uatu. But they could literally bend reality to their will, manipulate time and space. They are one of the most powerful beings. And so Uatu is basically presiding over a multiverse that instead of Earth 616, which is where the primary Marvel timeline is, this is a different timeline where things have changed dramatically.
Which it was referenced in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah. And so
you can go back and get another watch. To me, that's the best Spider-Man movie.
Absolutely. And so this is a different universe where he is seeing different realities, and one of them is T'Challa is Star-Lord, which I thought you would pick up immediately.
No, I forgot that Yondu picked him up as a kid. That part didn't register my head. So when you said it, now I understand it.
Yeah. So different writers. It's gonna be absolutely fun. Absolutely fun.
Absolutely fun. That show makes me wish I had kids.
You can watch it with
that's
them.
The like perfect thing to introduce your kid to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
That would be great. Let's go to the last trailer that they released. Ms. Marvel. Now, I'm going to give you the flow on this. I don't know shit about Ms. Marvel. All I know is going to be the first Native American superhero in the MCU. She's going to be in Captain Marvel 2, which is going to come out, which is directed by a black woman. Captain Marvel 2 is directed by a black woman. I just want to, let me get her name right. I don't want to fuck that up. Captain Marvel 2 director is going to be directed by Nia DaCosta. Mm-hmm. She'll be directing Captain Marvel 2. So Captain Marvel 2 is going to have Ms. Marvel, is going to have Tiana Paris, which is Monica Rambeau. And of course, our lovely Brie Larson will be back again. Tell me more about Ms. Marvel, man. The trailer was just kind of like a hype to give you some background. Didn't really do shit for me. What are we expecting from this?
Well, Kamala Khan is someone who is inhuman. She was exposed to Terrigen Mist, just like all of the Inhumans were. And if you watched the terrible Inhuman show, which I hated, then you would know exactly how the Inhumans were. They were exposed to a Terrigen bomb, and the Terrigen Mist activated their latent Inhuman powers, and she possesses the ability to morph. She is someone who can morph her body into any shape and any size. She can be gigantic, she can be small. But I think one important thing is that she is a Pakistani girl, she's Muslim, and it represents just, which I think is a beautiful diversity in Marvel, is the characters of every race and creed, and she is eventually becomes one of the Avengers. If you want to have actually a nice in-depth story of who she is, it's the Avengers video game. Even though Avengers video game was cool for the story and sucked everything else, they did give a nice little introduction into Kamala Khan's character. It was fantastic. It was very, very fantastic in terms of her story on Avengers, but outside of that, it sucked. But that's who Kamala Khan is. She has the ability to morph. And that is where her powers are. She has increased healing. And she's just a kid from New York City. New York. So, yeah, she's young, by the way. She's probably like 15, 16.
This is all Young Avengers. I don't know if y'all see. Kevin Feige can't fool. You can't fool a real nigga. You can fool them. I see the seeds that he's planting. I see what's going on. You've got Kamala Khan and Ms. Marvel. You got potentially you're going to see Scarlet Witch's kids. You see, Kate Bishop was just announced this week. It's going to be played by Hayley Steinfeld. She's going to be playing Kate Bishop in a Hawkeye show. Hawkeye is, I guess they're making pretty good progress because there's tons of set photos coming out that we're seeing all the time with her and Jeremy Renner. Young Avengers is coming. We already know about Ant-Man's daughter. What was her? Cassie Lang. She plays Stature in the comics. She's around. If I'm not mistaken, Monica Rambeau is part of the Young Avengers. So you got all these things, and I think that's what Disney is slowly putting together. Now, I don't know if Young Avengers will be a movie. I don't know if Young Avengers is going to be a series. But I think we're seeing the Young Avengers coming together.
I feel like it should be a show, individual shows, individual limited series that will then go into a show, because I'm not sure everybody is ready for immediately putting them out as a movie. It might not make the money they desire. That's why I'm intrigued. Also, for Kamala Khan, her mentor is Captain Marvel.
Okay. So that's why that makes sense why she's in Captain Marvel, too.
This is why you'll see Carol Danvers inside of Ms. Marvel. I want to send Scott a picture going, sorry to go back to Falcon and the Winter Soldier, of U.S. agent's uniform. Yeah, that is U.S. agent right there. And it is sending, and there you go. So you'll be able to check that out. But yeah, so it definitely could set up for the Young Avengers. If they want to target a kid audience, that is the perfect way. Of course, I'm going to watch it. Even though I'm clearly not a kid, I will definitely watch it. I'm intrigued where they go with this.
I see the suit.
Yeah.
It looks like the Avengers video game suit.
It does. I'm not sure how he got the shield. That's another story. But I can see the Young Avengers coming out. Moving on next into Fantastic Four, directed by John Watts.
Yes, it was the announcement. Were you shocked that Fantastic Four was announced for X-Men?
No, because Fantastic Four as a
the first family of Marvel.
And on top of that, is just as long-standing as it is, it hasn't had itself a trilogy or a number of movies in quite some time. We're coming off very recent X-Men films.
Yeah. And I think X-Men is going to be way hard to cast because good luck, filling Wolverine shoes. Good luck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think we probably heard that. Hugh Jackman played Wolverine. It's going to be hard to replace him. So I think that might be a reason they want to take a little bit longer, give a little bit more space.
You just saw him. I mean, what do you remember from the old Fantastic Four movies? Nothing.
Nothing.
Chris Evans? Shitty.
Chris Evans and Michael B. Jordan and Jessica Alba.
Well, Michael B. Jordan was on the attempted reboot of Fantastic Four, which just sucked. God, that was a terrible film. There was nothing good about that film. Okay, the first 30 minutes, I thought this movie is going to be fire. Then everything else just broke down. So with the Fantastic Four coming out, I'm intrigued to see where they go. I think if I could name this from my own episode, it's the word intrigue, because I've been saying intrigue this entire time. John Watts is known for directing Far From Home. He's known for directing Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home. That's pretty much where his list of actual long movies come from. Outside of that, he's just done a lot of shorts. So I'm intrigued to see where they go with that. I mean, if it's one way for me to describe it, is intrigued, because I don't know where they're going to go
right
with any of these movies. I don't know how they'll do the Fantastic Four.
There's not even a release date for it yet.
Yeah, I know it's strictly in pre-production right now. The biggest thing they have to do with the Fantastic Four is get interesting characters. Is it casted already?
For who? Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, literally, if you look on IMDb, it's nothing but pre-production.
Yeah.
So I mean, some people say that they're going to get my man's Jim from The Office.
We've seen that in fucking. And fucking, you know,
fan
arts, which means that nigga's not gonna be cast.
Fan arts.
Jim, or what's the TV show he's on with Bunk?
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. Oh, Jack fucking Ryan. Yeah, I mean, the Fantastic Four movie, I feel like they're finally gonna get the
Fantastic Four has had the unfortunate issue of being boring. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to make sure, if it's one thing Marvel is character driven.
Yes.
Whereas with the DC movies, I don't think the DC movies are character driven at all. I think it's legacy driven. DC characters are legacy driven. And this is not a disrespect to DC or that DC is some sort of terrible entity, but it's the fact that when it comes to the new Batman movie, The Batman, you know who Batman is.
Yes.
There have been so many origin stories that there's no reason to make an origin story anymore. So what are you going to find Batman? This is year one Batman. With Wonder Woman, you had her growing up, but they didn't spend too much time on her growing up. Why? You know who Wonder Woman is. Superman, there have been so many Superman films. And Man of Steel, even though he had his little small origin story, they didn't need to build his character up because you know who he is. Whereas with someone like Iron Man, they didn't start Iron Man off when he was young, but they started off where it was most important, where his character was built,
yes,
where the person he was built. And he was built, his character was built as an adult. With Captain America, with Steve Rogers, there's no need to start with him as a kid. Of course, the comics don't focus on his childhood that much anyway. You start on where he grew up, and he grew up during his time with the Super Soldier Serum. With Thor, you see bits and pieces of mini Thor in the first film when he was younger. But remember, Thor is 1,500 years old. Yeah. So how does Thor character form? Thor's character form when the hammer was finally taken away from him. Everything is character driven in the Marvel universe, and it had to be because these are not household names in for Marvel. Marvel's household name was Spider-Man and Hulk. Those are those household names. Thanos.
It took years for them to get Spider-Man over to Marvel to MCU, and he's still not fully over here.
No,
that's why you don't see any of the Spider-Man movies or Incredible Hulk on Disney Plus.
Which I can't wait until Marvel finally gets the rights to it and they put it on. It's inevitable.
If you're a real nigga, you already have it on Blu-ray.
Absolutely. But I said to say everything in Marvel was character driven because DC had the advantage of having a successful movie fan base and a successful cartoon fan base. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, all these characters were built up in comics and they were built up in Justice League, Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Justice League Unlimited. Whereas what is the most successful one for Marvel before Marvel Studios came out? Spider-Man. You had several Spider-Man animated series. I don't know why Hulk was as big unless we're talking about Lou Ferrigno. Who played Hulk in the series? The old school series.
The old school was Luke Ferrigno.
It was Luke Ferrigno. Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's why he was most popular when there was an Iron Man, there was a Thor movie, but no one cared about those. Those were low budget. And so Marvel had to build its status up to make you actually care about these people. Because before, you probably saw Iron Man movie, you know, oh, that's pretty cool. Being like Robert Downey. Oh, yeah, I remember him from the Chaplin film. Yeah, let's see what happens. And then all of a sudden, you're like, man, that was a good film. Huh. You say, oh, wow, that's Nick Fury. Who's Nick Fury? You look up Nick Fury in the comics. Oh, well, I wonder if they'll ever bring in anybody else. Oh, was Thor first or Captain America first?
You were no one. You were the one who...
I'm talking about the movies.
Oh, Captain America dropped before Thor. They dropped in the same year.
Didn't Captain America trailer drop it on Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Were we at Jonathan's house watching it?
I saw Captain America in theaters with y'all. I fell asleep when I saw it the first time.
No, I'm talking about the trailer.
The first Captain America trailer? Yes, it dropped in the Super Bowl.
Weren't we watching at the Super Bowl?
Like, yeah, you were freaking out. I didn't understand. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, oh my God, they're bringing Captain America in. Because you had Hulk, the movie, 2003. Then you had Incredible, with trash. Then you had Incredible Hulk, which was okay. And I was like, huh. Then Thor, I said, they're actually doing the Avengers. And these are people who I know because I watched.
But you didn't know that at the end of Iron Man 2 when you saw the end credit scene with Thor's hammer?
I saw Thor's hammer, but I didn't make much of it, you know, because I wasn't too sure how far it would go. I didn't know where it was going for the Avengers. I didn't know how they were going to do it. I saw Thor's hammer. I said, that's cool. Will it actually happen? It would just be a footnote for Marvel. But I didn't realize Marvel Studios' entire plan was to expand their universe. And so now with DC and now with Marvel, DC has the advantage of you know and love these characters from cartoons and from more better-selling comics. And so DC can always live off the fact that you know who they are. Now watch them in theaters. Whereas Marvel had to be, you have no idea who this person is. We're going to introduce you. And it's the same with Ms. Marvel right now. And it's the same with the Young Avengers. Unless you watch the comics, Kamala Khan, when did she debut? 2011? Ms. Marvel?
You know better than me.
Ms. Marvel is one of the newer additions to the Marvel comic universe. Ms. Marvel, I have to Wikipedia this. She was introduced. Oh, I was wrong. 1977. Really?
No.
That's Captain Marvel. Kamala Khan. Yeah. 2013. Yeah. I'm supposed to say, hold on, nigga. Ms. Marvel. I remember Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, has went through Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel as a name. Kamala Khan is actual Miss Marvel was in 2013. So I was 2 years shy of that. And so now all of these series coming up, and you have Cassie Lang, you have so many people they can do. How are they going to go through it? And with the Fantastic Four, you have to care about the Fantastic Four first. And right now, people only care about the Fantastic Four because you're like, what is Kevin Feige going to do?
Yeah. And that's the same thing with me too, because I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I know that if you don't know about the Fantastic Four, you sleep under a fucking rock. So I know about the Fantastic Four. I know they had the shitty ass movies, so I really couldn't even get into the fucking characters.
You couldn't pay me to rewatch some of those
films. You know what I'm saying? And we know Doom is probably the one of the big. I just want to see, like, are they going to introduce Doom? There's a lot of questions. Now, X-Men, I know a shit ton about. Yeah. I don't really know shit about.
And why do we know about the innocent? Another aspect of, and this is why Marvel sold the rights to X-Men and others at first. Why? Because X-Men made money. X-Men had the cartoon. And those were owned by Fox for some time until Mickey put on the freaking Infinity Gauntlet. And so Kevin Feige and the people at Marvel Studios, the people at Walt Disney Studios, have to find a way to make you care about the Fantastic Four again. You're always going to care about the X-Men, but you have to care about Fantastic Four. And that is the hardest thing to do, because I do not care about the Fantastic Four in the movies. In the comics, Mr. Fantastic is one of the smartest beings in the universe. One of the smartest beings in the universe. And time runs out. He is someone who saw the end of the universe, the multiverse, and he was someone who was trying to stop it, along with Ant-Man. Ant-Man was not Scott Lang. Ant-Man was, what's my man's name?
Scott Lang, nigga?
No, Scott Lang is Ant-Man in the movies.
Hank Pym?
Hank Pym has been Ant-Man the majority of the comics. Hank Pym has been Ant-Man. So they have to make me care. But of course, Kevin Feige, of course, has the ability to make me watch any movie that he produces or makes. So next, we're going up into Black Panther 2 move,
yes.
News. And as you found out, of course, months ago, Chadwick Boseman passed away from cancer. Just shocking to the majority of humanity. But of course, only his family knew that he was suffering from cancer. He posted a video on IG months before when he was congratulating someone for an award. He was like, man, Chadwick looks sick. What role he was doing? People were making fun of him. Because many assumed it was just for a role.
Right, that's what I thought. It was kind of like when 50 was getting skinny for that role one time.
Not many people knew that he was sick. And so it was announced that they will not recast him as to recast T'Challa for the time being, which I think is appropriate. Some people are like, oh man, it's just a role. He doesn't own Black Panther. And I'm like, but he kind of does.
This is my thing. I do think eventually we will have another T'Challa. I think there's way too much money for, you know, for them to just say, okay, we're not doing anything with this character again. I just think it's in bad taste for you to recast him right now when you're filming the movie next summer. So I don't think it's the last we've seen. And also, I think it's going to have to be like the Joker. Heath Ledger was such a joke, such a great Joker, that you literally had to wait like a decade before you got another person playing the Joker. You had to find the right actor to play the Joker. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little nervous about the direction of Black Panther 2, because the description that Kevin Feige gave was kind of vague. He said, we're going to celebrate Chadwick Boseman by highlighting other parts of Wakanda in that world. So it's like, we don't really know shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do know who's the villain in this one. It's Namor is going to be the villain in this one. Even though they're not recasting T'Challa, sure, we're going to take up the mantle as Black Panther. Even though she's an anti-vaxxer. Like, I don't really know. There's a lot of question marks.
Anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorists always say, can we not ask questions? It's like, oh, God. I do not know. I don't have an opinion on Black Panther 2 because I'm not sure where they're going. What are they going to do right now? You know, will Shuri become the Black Panther? Will M'Baku become the Black Panther? Even though
they're not giving that to Winston Duke. Let's just be real. You're not gonna see Winston Duke action figures out here, bro.
I gotta show you this TikTok with a freaking someone was imitating his accent and it had me crying. Oh my goodness, did I find it? Oh, it was the funniest thing ever. Is this it? Here it is. Yeah.
Name here, William. W as in we have watched and listened from the mountains. We have watched with disgust as your technological advancements have been overseen by a child who scoffs at tradition. And now you want to hand the nation over to this prince who cannot even keep his own
father
safe. We will not have it.
We will not have it.
Not have it.
What is that from?
This is a TikTok I found. I gotta post that. It had me freaking crying, but I can understand them not giving the reins to Winston Duke, even though I would be perfectly fine with it, or at least give it to Winston Duke until you find a way to reintroduce T'Challa through something. I don't know. They'll eventually recast him, just not right now. And you have to bring in someone who's loved and respected, or bring in someone whose performance is just so undeniable that you respect him as Captain, as Black Panther. And right now, in just one movie, one solo film, and two team-up films, Chadwick Boseman has cemented himself just the same way Robert Downey has cemented himself. Like, we consider Chadwick to be Black Panther before he even passed.
Yeah.
Now that he had passed, that effect is times 10.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going to happen with Black Panther. My hype for this, my expectations, I have no clue.
It's got pushed back a year. It's coming out. Let me see. I got it right here. There's actually a couple movies. All of the movies got pushed back. So Black Panther will be dropping in 2022, July 8th, 2022. So, yeah. Doctor Strange will be dropping March 25th. So this is the 2022 schedule. Doctor Strange will be dropping March 25th, 2022. Thor 4 will be dropping May 6th, 2022. Mm-hmm. Black Panther 2 will be dropping July 8th, 2022. And Captain Marvel 2.
May in July. Goodness.
Yeah. And Captain Marvel 2 will be dropping in November 11th, 2022.
Okay.
So, I mean, but yeah.
I think this time away has only benefited Marvel.
And anything with Marvel and Feige and my man Coogler, we trust.
I think one of the biggest things for even like someone like James Cameron, who said, I hope people get Avengers fatigue. The pandemic eased all that fatigue up, bro.
Yeah.
There is no more Marvel fatigue. Now people have hype again for Marvel. So one of the best things to happen, unfortunately, which sounds terrible because of the 300,000 people who have died, but one of the best things business-wise for Marvel is the fact that they had a year of nothing. And now people are saying, man, I wonder when that Avengers movie is coming out.
Yeah.
And they've become a staple in the everyday lives of people who are attending film.
Here's a question for you. Do you think we'll ever have an event? Do you think they're going to recast it, like put a new Avengers together? Or are we done with Avengers films? I think the brand is too big to leave the Avengers alone. But I do think it's going to be 5 to 7 years before we see that shit again.
Yeah, man. Leave this decade to universe building.
Yeah,
you leave this decade to something else. Let this be the decade of the X-Men, of the Fantastic Four, of the Young Avengers. You know what I'm saying? The Avengers decade was the 2010s.
And that was honestly just to open up the big world that is Marvel.
And Marvel is more than the Avengers.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, by far.
By far, right.
You know, the majority of these characters exist outside of the Avengers. The Avengers is their big job when something big happens. So we don't need to see Avengers movie for 10 years for me.
All right,
let this exist on its own.
So I can take my kids to the next Avengers movie.
Exactly.
Because I should have kids in 10 years.
The next one we have is Ant-Man 3, Quantumania.
Quantumania, brother.
Wasn't not much said about Ant-Man 3 outside of the fact that it's the quantum universe, of course.
And Kang the Conqueror will be making his MCU debut in this movie.
Yeah, that's Tick. What is his name?
Jonathan Majors.
This nigga's Tick.
Yeah, he's anyway, Tick forever. But
in that trash show.
You know what? It did. I'm not going to hold you.
It was cool kind of trash. It's cool at first, and I was like, nah.
Yeah.
But outside of the but of course, the quantum realm opens the door for someone like Kang the Conqueror, who is an omniversal threat, to exist and to enter into the area. Having Kang with Ant-Man is intriguing.
Yes.
But that's such a low level Avenger to be
having one of the biggest, like you said earlier, one of the biggest villains in Marvel Comics.
So there's not really true to say about that outside of the fact that you know it's the quantum realm will come into play, because since the quantum realm helped them defeat Thanos, it's like what else can we do with it? Of course, human hubris and human need for change, power and change I'm pretty sure that's going to come into the fact with Hank Pym, with Scott Lang, and what they want to do with it. But next up, which I am excited for, is Secret Invasion.
Secret, I almost had a fucking aneurysm when I saw this was hinted at the end of Spider-Man, Far From Home.
And if you know who what the Secret Invasion is about, it is about the Skrulls secretly invading the world and secretly embedding themselves in everyday human life in order to take over and conquer that planet. You've heard about the Skrulls since Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe. And you've heard about the Kree versus Skrull worlds. You've heard about, who is the dude who had the Power Stone, who was supposed to get it from Thanos?
The dude who's going to get the power from Thanos. Oh, you talking about from Guardians?
Yeah.
What's that nigga's name? We are fucking up the names that he was on Guardians too.
And Thanos told him, you overestimate your position, boy. And then he took the power stone. You call me boy.
Okay, I got that right here. Hold on.
You know who? I know, man. I am really, really, really terrible with names right now.
Ronan.
There we go. Such an easy name to remember. But Ronan was Kree, and you knew about Kree centuries from, was it Guardians 2? Who introduced Kree centuries? No. You found out about Kree centuries from Captain Marvel. So you found a lot about Kree, and you know about, and you hear in passing about the Kree and Skrull wars. Now you will fully see who the Skrulls are. The Skrulls were introduced as refugees, and I think there were two sets of Kree. There were some Krees who simply wanted to exist within society, and there were the other Krees who wanted to take over. Two types of Skrulls, not Kree. Let's see. There were two types of Skrulls, because in the comics, there's a specific Celestial, because the Celestials created the Skrulls, and then they introduced several different types of Skrulls. There's the Deviant Skrulls, the Something Skrulls, and the other Skrulls. And I think the Deviant Skrulls are the ones who could shapeshift. So I'm not sure how they'll deal with it, but Nick Fury's involved, and he's going to have to deal with the fact that there's a secret invasion. If you remember the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes cartoon, which pissed me off that they exchanged that for, what was it, Avengers Assemble, which was terrible.
Terrible.
But the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, one of the Skrulls became Captain America. One of the Skrulls became Captain America. And I didn't like
either one of them cartoons, but.
You wildin'. I loved
Avengers. I tried to watch it when it got on Disney Plus, and I was like,
Well, it was on Disney XD at first, I think, so it was made more so for kids. But
yeah, it was definitely a kid type of thing.
I like that you had the Asgardian armor for Iron Man, so. This is the secret version of the Skrulls and how Nick Fury and his remnants of S.H.I.E.L.D. will battle it. And I would love to keep it as a low-level threat because Skrulls were an Avengers threat. I don't want the Avengers right now. The Avengers are cool. That's their time, but that was 2010s. In the 2020s, the biggest thing I want to see built up is the X-Men and the Avengers and the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. That's who this decade should be. Then a decade passed, you'll say, man, I miss the Avengers, and the Avengers will come. You know, my only thought is, how long will Marvel Studios keep this up?
Forever.
Will it be forever?
Forever. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the rain. What Shaq say? I spit 30 bars. I got 40 cars. He said, because, "I ended up marrying something exquisite,"
which that marriage failed. Another story. So, as we know from, like, video games will put out different iterations and will continue forever. There will always be a 2K. There will always be an Assassin's Creed. There will always be a Mario game. And so, is this what Marvel Studios is doing? Marvel Studios will forever put out more and more movies, but eventually they will have to slow down. And I would love for them to take this time to build up TV, to build up, and not to focus on movies as much. But of course,
they're not going to be able to. We always said the game has changed, ladies and gentlemen, in our Tory Holt voice. The game has changed, and Disney. I feel like HBO and DC and Fox have accepted it. These niggas don't want to accept it yet.
Except what?
That the big releases are going to be coming to a slow down. It was already coming to slow down, but the pandemic was like, it's going to chill it down even more. So they're going to go on forever, man. It's, you know, but this is when Kevin Feige leaves. Whenever that day is, he leaves or retires or decides I want to do Star Wars full time. That's when the concern will come in. That's when the concern will come in. But until that unfortunate day, I like what we've got. Let's move on to our next topic. Kate Bishop announced we kind of went over there. I just want to quickly, anything you're expecting from Hawkeye? Hawkeye's kind of one of those whatever shows to me.
I'm cool with it.
Like, I watch it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just really more interested in seeing Kate Bishop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really have any expectations for it. It's one of those, okay, when it come on, it come on.
Yeah, like I said, what's the point of Hawkeye and Black Widow in the Avengers? Right. I've said this in the comics. I'm like, I don't care about them. Yeah. He has the deadliest aim in the world. What is your arrow going to do to me if I'm a god? I'm just going to crush the arrow and kill you.
Right.
But whatever. He has the greatest arrows. This arrow can repel a blast. I'm not 100% sure what they're going to do with Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. But hey, I'm with it. I'll be watching it because Marvel has a hold on me and my pockets. Ironheart.
Can you tell me about is this about Ironheart?
Okay. There are several... There are not many iterations. I'm almost for certain there is only one iteration of Ironheart right now in the comics. Her name is Riri Williams.
Riri Williams.
And her first introduction came after Civil War 2? 1? I don't remember which Civil War she came after. Because remember in the comics, there was more than one Civil War. The second Civil War, Captain Marvel is one of the...
And she will be played by Dominique Thorne.
Yeah, and Riri Williams is from Chicago, which is... she's from South Shore, which is...
Hey, we got a South Side, South Shore Marvel superhero.
Yeah, and so she was someone who was a prodigy. She was at MIT, and she made... I don't know if she had... She got her hands on an old Iron Man suit and then built her own version of it. But that's as far as I know about Riri Williams. I'm not even going to stunt. I think... Tony Stark found out about her, but that's really all I know about okay. Riri Williams. And so I think what I'm going to do before I see the Ironheart series is I'm going to read up on the Ironheart comics. I'm gonna have to find out when she first came into when she first became came into the Marvel comics. I'm not 100% sure right now. I'm literally looking up right now. What was her first comic? I don't know. I really do not know. She was introduced 2016. Her first appearance was Invincible Iron Man Volume 2, Number 7. So yeah, she like Kamala Khan are new characters in the Marvel comics. And it's very intriguing because her and Kamala are the first superheroes whose on-screen appearance is going to come almost within 10 years of their creation. So it's going to be pretty cool. But she is a child prodigy who created her own armor after getting her hands on an old Iron Man armor. So I'm looking forward to another black superhero, a black woman superhero. Have there been any black woman superheroes?
Nope.
On movies?
Nope.
Not that I know of. There have been quite a few in the comics, but I don't know if there have been any Storm. X-Men. Yeah.
I just want to tell y'all, in the midst of this, I am the Hood Woj. As I told y'all, the streets told me that Keisha Cole and Ashanti got canceled tonight. And it did. I am the really? Hood Woj. I am the Hood. Honor me, nigga. Honor me. But yeah.
COVID related.
Yeah, I mean, she was out in fucking Africa having super spreader fun. What you expect?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so the next story.
Moon Knight. We have somebody. Oscar Isaac will be playing Moon Knight. Do we have any? I don't know shit about Moon Knight. To be completely honest. All I know is I hated Poe. And I hated Poe Dameron with a fiery passion. In Star Wars. What do we think about that? As you all don't see, my brother is on his phone. Unlike him, unlike me, he can't multitask.
I am not good at multitasking at all. Moon Knight, don't care. I'll be watching. I'll be honest with you. We don't care.
We don't care.
I'll watch. I don't even know enough about Moon Knight to tell you anything. The people who understand comics and every all of these storylines, I envy you. I can take them one at a time. Like, I had to learn about Doom by literally reading dozens of his comics. But I only focused on him for that time.
I don't ever read the comic. I just go on YouTube, watch them little origin videos. Let's get straight to the chase.
Yeah. I know there's one dude, a comic story, and he does origin stories.
Yeah.
When I had to watch the first Secret Wars from, like, the freaking 80s or 70s, I literally just watched a video of his and said, oh, that was Secret Wars. Because I wanted to know, when time runs out, that storyline was happening. Was it the same Secret Wars as the old one? Yeah, the next two are going to be Armor Wars and Spider-Man.
Yeah, we got into Spider-Man 3. Just quickly, Armor Wars is basically our man Crunch, our man Kung Fu Kenny, a.k.a. James Rhodes, a.k.a. Don Cheadle, will be back. He'll be playing James Rhodes. This is going to be based on if, like Tony said in Iron Man 2, if the Iron Man tech got into the hands of the wrong people, pretty much. That's pretty much all we know about this. I didn't really give a shit about a Rhodey show. But like you said, I'll watch fucking anything. They're doing a Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. I've kind of lost my lust for Guardians of the Galaxy, and this is why. Everybody involved with that shit is officially head ass. Why the fuck does James Gunn still have a job? Fuck Chris Pratt. Zoe Saldana be, I don't, it's just somebody. I just don't fuck with Chris Pratt. He just, Zoe Saldana. I just never really liked Zoe Saldana. Like, she looked good, but she just head ass.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's just, I don't really care for that. I mean, of course I watch it. Like I said, Kevin Feige can tell me whatever, and I'm going to watch that shit. But it's whatever. Let's close this out.
Based upon human shit, let's watch it.
Oh, also for Thor, Christian Bale is going to be in Thor. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale's announced. They said they are making progress on Blade with my man Mahershala Ali. I was rewatching House of Cards, which I stopped in season 4 because it's terrible. When Frank becomes president, that show goes down a fucking cliff. That was my introduction to Mahershala Ali, as he was Remy Denton. He was Remy Denton to me for an extremely long time.
He's going to remain Remy Denton. Also, earlier for the Time Variance Authority, I was trying to find out where the Time Variance Authority worked. It's the null time zone. That is where time, it exists outside of space and time. Or outside of time, not space. And it is where the Time Variance Authority has their operations. I had to look it up. I didn't know. Or didn't remember, rather. So, yeah, there's Armor Wars, there's Spider-Man, and Spider-Man, of course, there's news of Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire. Who's the girl who played Mary Jane? Kirsten Dunst, another one?
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst. You're talking about the OG one, right?
Yeah, but they're rumored to sign on. I don't know if anything's been made official.
Nothing has been confirmed yet. Only thing that's been confirmed, Jamie Foxx will be reprising this role. Jamie Foxx will be in there. Pretty much all the Sinister Six have been confirmed for this.
Which would make sense to have more than one Spider-Man, especially with Jamie Foxx's Electro. It would make sense to have it be a multiversal issue. And I would love to see all of them back. Not necessarily Tobey Maguire, but I would love to see Andrew Garfield back because, as you all know, did not like the first Spider-Man series. It was great to see when it came out. But I was like, all right, that's enough. Spider-Man 2 is considered to be one of the greatest movies, comic book movies. I don't care. Spider-Man 3 was stupid and hilarious. Andrew Garfield was a crackhead Peter Parker, but I did enjoy his role, his version of Spider-Man, though I thought the movies all sucked. So I'm intrigued to see it. Why not do it? There's no reason not to. Bring in Miles Morales, bro. What are we waiting
for? I see a lot of people, I'm worried. You know, the funny thing about this, DC, I'm calling you out, X. Excellent. I'm concerned about all the people in there. You're not concerned about the 400 villains and the Batman, though. Anybody named Mama and fucking Batman. Ain't no concerns there.
That nigga just a DC stan. Right. This is all it is. That is all it is.
Yeah. So, I'm excited for it, man.
I'm concerned. No, you ain't. I remember when he left, he was happy. Because he saw Marvel winning. He was like, man, he has the biggest role gallery. He'll be fine. I'm like, no. And then what happened? The moment that Marvel got the Spider-Man back, I immediately added X. Like, basically, eat shit, nigga. I'm so happy that he's back. So, we shall see.
I'm just, anytime I can see my son, Tom Holland, You know, everybody talking about the salary cap, Robert Downey Jr. They better get ready for salary cap that's going to cost to keep Tom Holland. So.
Or the price of the brick just going up.
Price of the brick going up. This has been our special edition. We've been podcast for 3 hours now. I'm kind of tired. This has been an hour and a half. We appreciate all of y'all for listening to Cinema with the Guys. You'll be listening to this today. So Ashanti and Keith Cole got canceled. So you ain't got shit else to do tonight.
You have nothing to do.
You ain't got shit else to do tonight. You can listen to this podcast and get ready for phase four. We are 5 weeks away. I cannot fucking wait.
Think about the cream.
I am so fucking excited. So yeah, man, we'll holler at y'all. Season 2 of The Sopranos, Cinema with the Guys, is coming to you very, very soon. We've got 2 more episodes to knock out this week, so expect that real, real soon. We'll holler at y'all, man. You know where to find us, at Flo's and Delaney, at Barber Chair Scott, at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter. If you are not a Patreon subscriber, subscribe. Patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. We'll holler at y'all, man.